A pair of northern Manitoba tourism businesses are getting nearly $100,000 each from the federal government to enhance their offerings. Prairie's Can Minister Dan Vandal announced over $3 million for 8 Manitoba tourism projects on February 17, the last day of the Winter Cities Shake-Up Conference in Winnipeg. Among those getting money are Baker's Narrows Lodge near Flin Flon and Frontiers North in Churchill, which are each receiving $99,999 from the federal government's Tourism Relief Fund. Baker's Narrows Lodge will use the funding to help winterize 15 log cabins, construct an Aurora pod for Northern Lights viewing, and hire new staff to support marketing and provide services to the growing number of guests who stay there during the winter. Frontiers North will put the money towards developing a zero-carbon, silent touring expedition in Churchill using its electric-powered Tundra buggy polar bear viewing vehicle. There is no better place to experience all that winter has to offer than right here in Manitoba, said Vandal. We embrace the winter and all the unique experiences that locals and visitors alike can enjoy. Our government stands alongside the hard-working tourism operators and employees as they welcome all who brave the cold and find joy in what Manitoba has to offer. Frontiers North converted one of its diesel-powered Tundra buggies into an electric-powered and emission-free vehicle in 2021 through a partnership with Red River College's Vehicle Technology and Energy Center and the Vehicle Technology Center, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting Manitoba's heavy vehicle manufacturing sector. The project was also supported by the provincial government. Travel Manitoba CEO Colin Ferguson said the COVID-19 pandemic was a big setback for Manitoba's once thriving tourism industry, but that programs like the Tourism Relief Fund can help tourism businesses get back to where they were before March 2020. The continued recovery of our industry depends on increasing the number of market-ready and export-ready tourism businesses, and this funding is a way to support operators to do that, he said.